El Cajon Rental Spotlight, Granite Hills. First, the neighborhood read. Granite Hills is our favorite corner of El Cajon, and here's why. Crime grade scores it a B for both violent and property crime, roughly 3.5 violent incidents per 1,000 residents and 18.3 property incidents per 1,000. That's near or slightly below California averages, not a zero, but a solid, honest B. Zoom into Granite Hills Estates specifically and crime drops to an A+. The vibe is quiet and low density, smaller two-bedroom homes and townhomes with private patios, attached garages, central A/C. Residents describe it as desirable, families and working professionals, mid-priced housing, nothing flashy, nothing rough. Gripes are minimal in the data. It's the kind of neighborhood where you know your neighbors. Now the rentals, and we're leading with houses because the goal is a garage for that classic truck. On North 1st Street, a single-family unit at $2,500 per month, two-bed/two-bath, check that one first. On Fury Lane in 92019, $2,695 per month, two-bed/two-bath, about 852 square feet, compact but a real house. Via Rancho San Diego, Unit 4-8, runs $2,650 per month, two-bed/two-bath, 866 square feet. And on Old Highway 80, space 187, $3,200 per month, two-bed/two-bath, 1,280 square feet, biggest footprint of the bunch. Compare all of these to Zillow's El Cajon typical rent of $2,275, Realtor.com doesn't publish rent data for smaller cities like El Cajon, so Zillow is the benchmark. These listings run $225 to $925 above that typical figure, but you're paying for a house, not a box. If a house or ADU doesn't work out, the apartment fallback on Granite Hills Drive is Cobblestone Park Apartments at 1535 Granite Hills Drive, budget aware, but Google reviews sit at just 1.8 out of 5, so go in with eyes open. East Winds Apartments at 1509 Granite Hills Drive rates a 3 out of 5, modest but more consistent feedback. Tap the link on screen to see current photos and availability.